Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD and women. What a palooza. And with us in our virtual studio is the Linda Rogley, the ADD diva of the ADHD community. We've got a great show for you tonight. Before we get into the details real quick, tonight is Wednesday, December the 27th, in year 2017 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, just had a flashback. I think we did an interview with Linda between Christmas and New Year's. I know at least one other time, 3 or 4 years ago, and I think maybe twice. So that would make her our favorite guest this time of the year because she's so animated. A few things real quick tonight. This episode of Attention Talk Radio has been brought to you by CHAD. That's Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. They've been a longtime supporter of Attention Talk Radio. I think we're like 6 years now kind of going on, and we can't tell you how much we value their support. We have a little tip that we want to run for you from CHAD on their behalf, and then we'll get into the meat of the show. So here we go.
Want school mornings to be stress-free? Planning the night before can make mornings run more smoothly for you and your child. Place a basket or box by the front door for backpacks, lunch boxes, coats, jackets, and whatever else your child might need to grab on their way out. For more tips to get the school year started right, go to the CHAD website, www.helpforadhd.org. That's www.help4adhd.org.
Thanks again, CHAD, for that little tip. For those of you that are listening that are new to the show and are not familiar, CHAD is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. They have a lot of great member benefits, and we encourage everybody to become a CHAD member. There's the magazine, there's forums, there's blogs, there's all kinds of great information, but that's really not the reason to join. The reason is to support them because they advocate. They speak on our behalf on Capitol Hill and other regulatory agencies as do some other organizations. And so speaking with a unified voice is important in supporting them. So with that, thank you again, CHAD. Again, tonight, it's about ADHD and women. What a palooza. And I have to tell you, it was many years ago, I interviewed Dr. Patricia Quinn on how ADHD manifests differently and between women and boys. And it was a profound interview. It was in December. I remember that. And I remember just being stopped several times and my whole belief system being changed in that moment. And really, she made a lot of sense how ADHD is different between men and boys. And it's kind of funny, I've actually coached since then about with individuals, men and women, about intimacy. And it's funny because everybody pays attention to it from their experience, and my gist is the plumbing is different, the hormones are different, the emotion are different. So how can you imagine that the other person is having the same experience? But with that being said, is I think when it talks about ADHD, because of some of the differences, it is a different experience. And Patricia really, really opened my eyes to that. And there's a whole bunch of women that are leading charge, and Linda Rogley is definitely one of them, not only just with women issues, but also women over 40 issues. And I can't tell you how much we've had her on the show many, many times. To me, she's one of the go-to experts on this particular area. And she kind of came together and started the Woman Palooza event, which is happening this year for the third year in a row in February, that we'll talk about a little bit later, but I really want to kind of just talk to Linda about her experience in pulling this stuff together. Linda is a professional certified coach, award-winning author, and founder of the AD Diva Network. If you're interested in that, just Google Attention Talk Radio and AD Diva, and you'll pull up some of our past shows talking about that. The network specializes in women that are 40 or better. She's a noted expert in women's and later life senior issues for ADHD. In 2016, she co-founded the ADHD Women Palooza, an online conversation with the world's top ADHD women's experts that attract thousands of women worldwide. Again, we talked about that, so the show's going to be talking about that experience very much. She's a regular contributor to Attitude Magazine. Her book, Confessions of an AD Diva, Midlife in the Nonlinear Lane, won first prize at a Women's Issues in a prestigious Next Generation Indie Independent Book Award. And I have to tell you, I did an interview with her on Attention Talk Video a couple years ago because she's got these great caricatures of the neurotransmitter serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. It's been fascinating. It's one of our most watched videos on Attention Talk Video. She did a great job of using cartoon characters to help people remember what those neurotransmitters are and to put a face to them and actually describe them in such a way that you understand their role in ADHD, which is spectacular. Let's see, what else? There's so much other good stuff kind of going on. One of the key things is you need to learn about Linda, so go to her website at addiva.net. And well, with that, Linda, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I was on mute so that I wouldn't laugh or cough or any of the other kind of weird stuff that I do often. So I'm delighted to be back, and I'm so glad to hear that. If it's true that you interview me between Christmas and New Year's, and that I'm your favorite guest between Christmas and New Year's, I think that's a real holiday gift to me. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
I remember the topic we did a couple years ago. We were talking about how more and more people are being diagnosed because of the challenges of life or kind of having it manifest. And I remember it was a fun show, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen to it. But I'm not going to harp on that because we've got to talk about these other issues. You know, Linda, I've known you for a period of time. You've been doing the Womanpalooza thing. You also lead the Attention Deficit Disorder Association webinars, and you've been doing that for, what, 5-6 years yourself?
Oh, maybe like 10 or 12.
There you go.
A long time. Before we had webinars, I was doing teleclasses back in the day. So there you go.
Mm. Isn't it amazing how much we get to learn and what we do from interviewing all the experts? I mean, isn't it kind of amazing the education you get just from being the middle person?
Absolutely. I love it. I feel like I'm kind of on the inside track of all this stuff. I get to hear from everybody, and you know, it's hard to listen to every single webinar, every single opportunity, but when you're the host, like just like you, Jeff, you get to learn all that back office stuff, and really, you know, my education has come from that, to tell you the truth, just as much as it has from book learning, if you will.
It's kind of fun because when you're the person that's interviewing, you get to ask the questions, so I get to ask what I don't necessarily know and fill in the gaps. So tell me about the inspiration to the Womanpalooza event. I mean, this is the third year that you've done it. It's focused basically on ADHD and women. What inspired you to do it, and how did it come about?
Well, I honestly have been wanting to do, ever since I started doing ADHD coaching, I said, you know, what we really need is a women's conference. And I was determined that it was going to be, I had it all planned out, Sao Paulo, it was going to be in Brazil, it was going to be other ones, but people are having trouble getting there. So it's in every year, the attendance at even the big ADHD conferences is kind of declining. So finally, what I really knew to be true was that women need to connect. They need the information, they need the education, but they also need to connect. So when I started thinking about doing something that was online rather than offline, because it's hard for people to get people there, I said, you know, this is not only going to be a premier event so that we can have all of the top people talking about women's ADHD, and we really do have the top people. I mean, it's the Russell Ramseys, and it's the Russell Barkleys, and it's the Ned Halliwells, and it's the Sari Solden, and it's, you know, Ellen Lippman.
Yep.
It's the top people. But also, I wanted to make sure, my absolute have to in this whole thing, was we got to have a place for women to talk to each other, which is how the Pink Ticket Affair was born, which is kind of the tail end of the Palooza week, because I think it's so important for women to know, to talk to each other so that they don't feel alone. And so many people don't think they know anybody else with ADHD. They may, but everybody's kind of hiding it. They're kind of trying to push it in the back corner and pretending that it's not there. And what we need is permission to kind of come out of that ADHD closet. Education is first, just with like you have with all of your programs, education is the first step, and connection is certainly the second step.
Do you think it's more, I mean, again, is it, when it comes to ADHD and these types of issues, certainly a lot of people go to conferences because they find their tribe and stuff like that. But for this connection piece on the emotional side, do you find that that's maybe a little bit more important to the women's side as opposed to men, or is it the same? I'm just curious about that.
Well, I will tell you that I've had a support group for men and women, a mixed group, on meetup.com for 13, I think it's going on 14 years. I think in this month it was 14 years, and so I had both men and women there. And the men, it's a little different kind of connection. So I stepped back from the big group and I formed a women's group. And the women really need to talk to each other. As far as I'm concerned, we don't even need a topic. That's just what gets them there, and they talk and talk and talk and talk and talk before we even start the meeting. That's their is important for them. Then about 6 months ago, I started a men's group because I was writing an article for Attitude Magazine, another great source of information about adult ADHD. Yep. I was writing an article about men and ADHD, and so I formed a men's group. And I have to tell you, the difference in how men talk to each other and how women talk to each other in these groups is really interesting to me. It's not one better than the other, but men come in. Let me just start with women. Women come in, we have food together, we sit and chat. I mean, it just can go on and on and on. Men come in, they get a bite to eat. It's like, time for the meeting, let's get going. Okay, tell you, this is the interesting piece, is that the men, both groups will do this, but even after it's like 10:30 at night, I'm like, guys, we have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go, you know, take the dogs out so the dogs can pee.
Yep.
But the men will still be standing outside talking to each other when I'm driving away in my car, and I've already locked up my house. And women will do it too, but I guess my point is that men need that connection, and they really want to hear it from other men, just as women want to hear it from other women. The mixed groups were fabulous. Don't get me wrong here,
but
I think it depends. I think it's very individual, but I think men crave that, oh my gosh, somebody else gets it just as much as women do.
But it's interesting because if they're talking after the agenda and women are talking more before the agenda, I think that's a noteworthy difference in how they process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Purely conjecture, but it may be that women crave. Remember that women are born for relationship. Literally, from the time we are born, or from conceived, let's just say that, and our gender is fixed in our mother's wombs. Women's brains, even then, are bathed with estrogen, and that estrogen, even when we're born, women and babies, little baby girls, look at faces more often than baby boys do. Baby boys will look all over the place, and girls will pay attention to the person in front of them and follow the eyes and all that kind of stuff. So women are designed for relationships, so they jump right into that conversation where perhaps men need to be warmed up a little bit, and then after they've had this candid conversation, because all of our meetings are completely confidential, maybe they need to be opened up a little bit more so that they know that they then have permission to let down those you know, shields, if you will. And then when they finally do let them down, it's like, what a relief. That may be it, and it's a gift.
Well, I tell you what, I want to run to a break real quick. When we come back, I want to kind of talk about, like, any aha moments that you've had, any, like things where you've been interviewing some experts that really kind of stand out in your mind, just general types of things that you've learned over the years that have augmented what's going on for our listeners.
Okay.
You can learn more about Linda at addiva.net, but to learn more about the Women Palooza event this year, Linda, the website for that is it womenpalooza.com or?
No, it's ADHDpalooza.com, and the reason we have it generic instead of Women's Palooza is that we can also do other paloozas. We may be doing a Men's Palooza one of these days or a Teen Palooza. So it's ADHDpalooza.com, and Palooza is P-A-L-O-O-Z-A. That's Palooza. Okay.
Excellent. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Dee Linda Rogley, and we're talking about Women Palooza, more specifically what she's learned over the years and pulling this thing together, which I think is a spectacular thing. I think it's kind of creating a kind of a sub-tribe for people to connect, which really makes a lot of sense. So, Linda, over the years in your interviews, tell me about some of the things that you've learned that have been kind of fascinating, interesting, and maybe even kind of unique, just kind of tidbits for our crowd to kind of give them an idea of what it's all about.
I'd love to, and I will say that some of these came from Palooza, because, and some of them came from other webinars, because they all kind of blend together.
Yep.
But I will say that certainly one of the most important things that I learned in the first Palooza, it just kind of, you know how sometimes things just kind of go, ta-da,
yep.
And it's like,
yep.
Well, that's obvious, I should have known it. But Susan Pinsky is a professional organizer, and she specializes in working with folks with ADHD. We had all kinds of technical problems with her, so it took 2 hours to get everything all worked out. We had to take it off the air and edit. It was a big mess. But the thing that I really got from her was that the important thing to remember, the way to stay organized is by putting things away. How simple is that? The way to stay organized is by putting things away. And then the corollary to that is that if you have fewer things to put away, it's easier to put things away. So, therefore, decluttering really is important. It's not just, okay, well, I think I just need to declutter and you know, so I don't have so much mess. It's shaving things down and being able to put them away. And I think for ADHD folks, at least this is true for me, I get it out and then I race off to something else and then it sits on the desk. So, and then I come back and it's on the desk and something else goes on the desk. So that, my dear, is the genesis of piles. And I just loved hearing that from her, because every now and then remember, the way to stay organized is put things away. So I'll put things away. And that's kind of an embarrassing admission, Jeff, that I don't do that sometimes. Women are supposed to be neat, right? Rolling my eyes so you can't see them, but I'm rolling my eyes. Go ahead.
It's kind of funny. I want to comment. My father said years ago, it sounds like it's completely different, but I think it's related. He said, you know, when you go through a life, the more things you own, the more things you have that's broken. And
yep.
It was profound to me, because at one point in time, we were on a kind of a semi-farm. We spent all of our life just fixing things. Nothing. Ever since you used it once, it kind of broke. And I think it's the same way. The less moving parts you have, a little bit easier. So I had to throw that in there, because it's different, but it's really kind of related. So. Right.
Absolutely, absolutely, and especially since we're right after Christmas, right after the holidays, everybody's got lots of stuff. At least a lot of people have lots of stuff, and so I encourage people to let go of some of the old stuff to make room for the new stuff. But also, someone said something to me just recently and it was a quote from probably Facebook or someplace like that. But it was something like, "We can never get enough of the things that we don't need," and that really hit me, because there are so many things I'm sitting at my desk and I'm looking at, do I really need that? Couldn't I get rid of that? I could get rid of a lot of this stuff. So I think that's one of the keys to organization, and I really appreciate Susan for providing that. Another thing, you mentioned Patty Quinn, and Dr. Quinn is one of my idols, I will say. I love what she says, and she's just this font of information about women and girls ADHD, because she's worked with both over the years and written books about them. But I will tell you, one of the most intriguing things that I ever heard her say ever was just an offhand comment that she made during a webinar. She said, oh yeah, well, I hired a nanny so that I could be a doctor. And it just hit me. It's like, oh my gosh, that's how she did it. She got the support that she needed so that she could do the thing that she really wanted to do, because her ADD was not going to let her just, you know, manage all this, going on, appointments and, you know, making sure that she had all of her patients taken care of. No, she needed help. And it really has inspired me to really look for resources and to know that I don't have to do this all by myself, that she got to live her dream and she figured out the way to do it, and that was because she needed the exact help that she got. So her kids, it's, don't get me wrong here, she is a developmental pediatrician, so she definitely took care of her own kids. It wasn't someone else raising them. But the fact that she had that extra help, just it just inspired me. So, and that's really part of the reason AD Diva and ADHD Palooza grew, because I was smart enough to follow her lead and say, you know what, this is what I want to do. I want to go big with this, so therefore I got to put these things in place. I certainly couldn't handle all of it myself either. I'm not that good at juggling all those plates out there. They do fall.
Well, it's kind of funny. I really like that advice. I mean, I've heard that echoed in a bunch of different ways before, but I mean, I hired a nanny so I could be a doctor. It really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I will tell you somebody else that really inspired me, and that is, well, Roberto Olivardia. I always just kind of my mouth drops open because he's A, such an incredibly nice guy, but B, so incredibly knowledgeable about so many things. And one of the things that he has talked about, well, a couple of things that he's talked about in the Palooza and on some of my other webinars, is he's talked about eating disorders and how difficult that is for ADHD women. And of course, it's not just dieting, because dieting is really difficult, because let's face it, that's an executive function issue. It's not just I think I'm just not going to eat, potatoes or whatever it is. You got your executive function has to be on board to say, no, we're not going to do that today. Because otherwise, why don't we just indulge ourselves all the time, which is how WA needs to lose 20 more pounds. However, it's not just about losing weight. It's about eating disorders, because remember that ADHD folks really, eating disorders can go one way or the other. It can be anorexia nervosa, or it can be binging and purging, that kind of thing. And remember that our dopamine, remember my little dopamine guy is the guy with his, wild and crazy guy with the arrow kind of look like he's going through his head kind of thing. Means that we need that dopamine fix. And food is an incredible dopamine fix for us, not to mention particularly carbohydrates. And I'm not talking about carbohydrates include vegetables, Those are carbs.
Yep, yep.
But that's generally not what we want to binge on. We want to binge on Krispy Kreme donuts, or we want to binge on, Ben and Jerry's, or we want to binge on something that's got that sugar, which just sends us onto that roller coaster. And I think Dr. Olivardia has just been brilliant at talking about that. He's going to talk about depression at this Palooza, which is also an important issue for a lot of women out there, certainly has been for me, because I was diagnosed with depression long before I was diagnosed with ADHD. So it's one of those chicken and egg things. Which came first, the chicken or the depression?
There's a few things. Number one, I cannot echo you enough. Dr. Olivardi is spectacular. He can take the most complicated things and articulate in such a way that really makes a lot of sense. And I think it's going to be in the next 2 weeks, but we pre-recorded an interview on him on eating disorders because he struggles with it. And we have a very pointed interview about what he does, the specific strategies that he has in place to kind of manage that. So I got to do a little plug for that. But you said something else. He's talking about depression. Linda, I know in my work, a lot of women that I have coached, they're diagnosed typically with depression first, particularly if they're inattentive type, and then get the diagnosis of ADHD later. Has that been your experience? Because from what I understand is often women tend to internalize the ADHD more, and that gets picked up. And anyway, just what's your experience in that space?
Well, you said it beautifully, Jeff. You're right. Little boys, when they grow up, tend to say, it's not my fault. I'm talking about ADHD boys, of course. They tend to be hyperactive. And actually, little boys tend to be that kind of, that's kind of cool for them to get sent to the principal's office. It's kind of a badge of honor for them. It's like, oh, I'm the bad little boy kind of thing. And even when they get in trouble, they push it off on something else. They'll say, it's not my fault. It's the school's fault, or it's that kid's fault, or it's my mom's fault, or I didn't do it, or woo me, that kind of thing. So they tend to push it away from them. Little girls in that same situation, if they get caught doing something wrong or they make a mistake or they don't get the right grade that they want on their paper, they take it in, internalize it, and not just say, oh, that was a mistake. They say, there's something wrong with me because I didn't do it right. And when you hear that, and that's a voice inside you, you hear that again and again and again and again. of course that impacts self-esteem. And that's why we have an increasing percentage of girls with depression issues. And it's also why a lot of women are diagnosed with depression before their ADHD. And remember, too, and Jeff, you know this, and I'll just make sure that your audience knows it as well, is that ADHD usually has a pair and a spare. We have two things going. We have at least one thing going on, usually one or two additional sidecar disorders.
Yep.
And depression is certainly one that coexists with ADHD. Some of the other ones are bipolar, and eating disorders certainly is in there as well. So depression is certainly more of an issue for women, but I don't want to discount men here because there are a lot of guys with depression too, and it's not often diagnosed. As my friend Dr. Bill Dodson says, psychologists tend to diagnose what they know, and what they know in women is depression. So that's why a lot of women were put on antidepressants when there was something physical wrong with them because doctors didn't look far enough. Lots of doctors still, to this day, unfortunately, still don't recognize ADHD symptoms in women as being something that would make them feel bad about themselves, that would cause low self-esteem, and they don't go down under that. And I'm sorry, I'm sad about that for a lot of people, but that's changing gradually. We're having more and more education in the psychology world about the true symptoms of ADHD. So I couldn't agree with you more that women and girls tend to have depression diagnosed before ADHD and treated before ADHD. And remember, too, that ADHD medications and antidepressants sometimes work at cross-purposes with each other. SSRIs, like Prozac, actually make ADHD symptoms worse because they're working against the same neurotransmitters we're trying to stimulate. So it's a very, very intriguing situation and one that I'm keeping my fingers crossed that works out. But I just want to encourage your listeners to make sure that you are working with your doctor. Don't give up and don't let them say, "Oh, just take this and go home and, just see how that works."
Yep.
You got to pay attention and you got to stay on it because it's now your responsibility to tweak that medication with the help of your doctor. And if you don't have a good doctor that you trust, find someone else.
Yep. So I got real quickly. This is I didn't mean to get on the Roberto Olivardi bandwagon, but I have learned so much about. We have two shows on understanding what OCD is in relation to ADHD. We've had two shows with him defining bipolar, both bipolar one and bipolar two, and its impact on ADHD. We've had issues on our show before with regard to depression and eating disorders. Mm-hmm. He's spectacular to put it together, and I can tell you, I encourage you to go check out Women Palooza, which is the beginning of February, and anything that Roberto's name is on, you absolutely have to listen to it because, as Linda has said, he's a great interview. He's got a great way of articulating stuff, and he's very giving too. It's funny, he doesn't have a website, he doesn't do social media, but he's out there, and it's funny because I know that I publicize his email address, and he answers every single one of them. He's really that personable. So again, not to get off on a tangent, but he's spectacular.
Yeah, no kidding.
Linda, I want to go to a break real quick, and we come back. I want to continue on some of this stuff, but again, for those who are interested in learning about this year's Woman Palooza, it's ADHDpalooza.com. And if they sign up for it, do they have the ability to go back and access archives of interviews past? Because I think you've got like 70 of them that you've done so far before this year. Is that right?
Absolutely. And what I forgot to mention, and what we really need to let people know, is that the Palooza is free. You don't have to pay for the Palooza. Not at least if you listen live, and we allow you to listen to the replays for 24 hours as well. And we do charge if you want to have all of the entire set. I mean, it's a very modest fee, and you can get the 2016 and the 2017 Palooza recordings on the ADHD Palooza site. There's a button there right now that says, click this to get the other.
Yep.
And here's the other cool thing: you can pick and choose. You don't have to buy all of them. You can pick and choose and buy just the ones that interest you. And, of course, it's more expensive to buy them individually. I think they're like $10 a piece.
Yep.
Or buy the
yep.
entire set, which I don't even know what it works at, $3 or $4 a piece or something. But it's almost like a women's ADHD encyclopedia. And I'm so proud
really
of that
is.
Because we have got really cool stuff.
It really, 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 really is. And if you guys listen to me over the years, we have people talking about the shows, but this is another resource that's outside of us, and I really applaud what Linda's doing with it. So, again, go check it out. We're going to run to a break quick, and we're going to come back and continue our discussion with Linda. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
We're here back with Linda Rigley talking about Women Palooza. And Linda, we'll have to tell you, I'm grateful. You've invited me on the last couple of years. I talked 1 year on ADHD and exercise, and last year on working memory, and this year we're talking about sleep. And it's always fun to have you come on, and I'm really kind of blessed and grateful that you invited me on, which is interesting because anything I ever did over there, I have learned actually from interviewing some other people. So, again, I just thank you for the opportunity to do my thing over there.
And thank you, Jeff, for being part of the Palooza for the last 3 years, because I just want to remind you guys that the people that we have on the Palooza are doing that out of the goodness of their hearts. They're not getting paid for this. They are volunteers. They are actually amazingly willing to give their information, to share their information with all of you out there. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to not only you, Jeff, but all of our speakers and all of our presenters.
Yep.
And it's not really presentations. I just want to make sure people understand. It's more like a conversation. I mean, yeah,
yes.
We have some points that I know that my speakers want to get across, but it's more like it's more casual, so it doesn't feel
yes.
like here's what you need to learn next. It's not a lecture kind of thing. So anyway, I don't know if you want me to continue on this, but I actually have
yes,
a couple more things that I really wanted to share with people about things, because you asked me, what did I learn? And I'm just going to
yes.
pop a couple of these out here because I just think they're like highlights for me.
Yep.
One of them is from Wilma Fellman, who is an expert in ADHD career counseling, and she's done it for 35 years. She pretends to retire, then she comes out of retirement. But one of the things that I learned from her early on was that there is no such thing as a perfect ADHD job or career.
Yes.
Because ADHD is only the sidecar to all of that stuff. It's only the sideline.
Yep.
Your interests, your values, your skills, your abilities, all that kind of stuff comes first, and then the ADHD comes on top of it, perhaps for environment, et cetera. So people often say, well, what's the perfect ADHD job? And there isn't one. You can listen to Wilma talk about that. This year she's going to be talking about kind of resetting your career as you get older, but she's in the previous year she's talked about how you interviewed in a job and also about
yes.
that perfect, not such a thing as a perfect ADHD career. And another person I wanted to mention was Dr. Ellen Littman, who is a psychologist in New York City area. She does a lot of work with women who are very high achieving and very high intellect, very highly intelligent, and she makes the point that I think so many women can kind of agree with and feel like this is true for them. That is that so many women with ADHD are getting by on their intellect and on their wits, and they feel behind that they're complete failures. No matter how much they've achieved, no matter how successful they look on the outside, inside, we're kind of going back to that feeling of inferiority and that
yep,
kind of
yep,
stuff, but
yep.
they feel like they're faking it. Some people call that the imposter syndrome, and I just love
yep.
the fact that she's kind of brought that to the forefront. And the last person
yep.
I wanted to mention was Dr. William Dodson, who is a psychiatrist in private practice out in Denver, Colorado, and he has brought two things to the forefront. One of them is that he also talks about sleep and how that how he works with that kind of stuff, but and his medication information, his vast knowledge just blows me away, especially in the something that people don't really think about. It's called rejection sensitivity dysphoria, which is a really lot of mumbo-jumbo medical words to say that we get our feelings hurt really, really easily. And it is endemic for ADHD folks. Nobody knows exactly why, but it is actually a physiological issue. It's not a psychological issue. It's nothing your mom did to you when you were 3 years old or somebody hurt your feelings when you were in school. It actually is a physical issue, and Dr. Dodson actually recommends some medications that will help it. He says that there's one medication, which I won't go into it now, but there's one medication that helps 80% of the people, and then they can actually walk around and not feel like, you know, the world's caving in on them all the time. I don't know about you, but I certainly have gotten my feelings hurt more than once, and I think that that's one of the reasons I have been labeled, well, you need to get a thicker skin kind of thing, and been really hypersensitive to my external environment.
Yep.
But he has been such an inspiration in leading the pack in that. And I'm so happy to say that he's going to have a book coming out eventually, too. So Dr. Bill Dodson is going to be with us again this year, and he did talk about rejection sensitivity dysphoria a couple of years ago, but we're going to revisit that. So it's one of the most popular things out there, that's for sure.
You got another tip for you? Because I got a plug for you here in a second. That I want to kind of run in there that I learned from you that really cut the demarcation. But you got a couple more for us real quick?
Do I have a couple more for you really quickly?
Let me if you're listening to this, we're covering some really, really good stuff. But a really interesting demarcation, I think, is really what I learned from you, Linda, years ago was when a woman hits that time of life and they're going through that change, estrogen levels drop. And I never understood how estrogen has a real big role in attention. And a lot of things can happen in that particular time that's really difficult for women, which highlights the epicenter of how ADHD manifests different between the two and why this thing that you do every year is so real important. You just want to touch base on that stuff because what we've covered is as important as this, but I think a lot of like maybe the guys and some of the women out there can really see this demarcation because the hormonal change is a direct impact. Want to comment on that real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's certainly one of my areas of interest, and I've learned from some of the greats, including Patty Quinn, about the fact that hormones impact ADHD like nobody's business. Female hormones more than men's hormones, because remember that women have up and down hormones, and it's happening from adolescence all the way through menopause that you're having this monthly cycle up and down and up and down and up and down. And when you have a lot of estrogen on board, your ADHD symptoms decrease. When you are low on estrogen, which you are at right before you start bleeding every single month, your estrogen is just basically gone. And that's why a lot of women have such problems with their periods. So they have a lot of PMS or PMDD, which is premenstrual now I just lost it, totally lost what I was going to say. But that's okay, that they have problems with their periods, and there's a lot higher incidence of problems with periods in women with ADHD than there are in the general population. But remember, too, that gradually as you get older, starting in as early as your late 30s to early 40s, estrogen begins to make some erratic swings as it prepares your body, this is for women, prepares your body for gradually coming out of that childbearing phase and into menopause, that wise woman stage.
Yep.
And so basically you will have swings that will go really, really high with estrogen. You're going to feel so great, and you may not know why, but you're feeling really, really great, and then all of a sudden it's you're plummeting to the ground, and you're just, oh, my gosh, I can hardly drag myself through a day. And that goes up and down and up and down and up and down, and finally the estrogen begins to completely level off. And when women go through menopause, which is actually the definition of menopause is no menstrual periods anymore, the cessation of menses, which is what the medical people call it. And when that happens, not only is there some cognitive issues in terms of memory and all that kind of stuff, there also is it's more difficult to have focus, and this is true for anybody at menopause, but it's more difficult when estrogen goes away, it's more difficult to do planning, all that kind of good stuff. So imagine ADHD already having those issues to begin with, and then we load menopause on top of it. really, really a challenge for us. And so now is the time, if that's where you are right now, now's the time to be really gentle with yourself. Know that this is all about your body and your physiological issues. And you may need to change, if you're taking medication, you may need to change your ADHD medication. You may need to invest in some coaching or some, you know, therapy, whatever
yep.
works for you, with some kind of treatment for ADHD, because things are different. For men, the ADHD doesn't have swings, but by the same token, as men get older, testosterone levels tend to decrease. And it's not just testosterone, but testosterone
yep.
in this case, I'm using that as an example. And eventually, it also affects cognition, and it also, therefore, affects ADHD, where there's a lot more moodiness in men with that lowering testosterone. So it happens to both of us. It just happens faster with women and more abruptly. So just keep that in mind and be really gentle with yourself, because your ADHD body deserves to be taken really seriously and taken good care of.
Which leads to another point, we're talking about women's issues with regard to here, but if you're impacted, like you're a significant other of a female, you need to know these things so that you have the awareness and the education to understand kind of what's going on. And I know, Linda, that there's a lot of men that actually listen to the Woman Palooza and some of the things that you're going on and really derive a lot of benefit out of that. And I want to highlight that, because it's not just for women in terms of education. It's men are included, particularly those that are supporting it. You want to speak to that just for a second?
Absolutely. I think a lot of the things that we talk about, not only do they impact a spouse or a significant other or a partner, a lot of the things we talk about are androgynous. They cross gender boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So the things, when we talk about, like for instance, Alan Graham is going to talk about how to find an ADHD coach and what to do when you get one, what to do with it when you get one. Those kind of things are not just for women. One of the things I kind of jotted a note to myself, Jeff, when you were talking about that, about the men and women thing, is that
yep.
A couple of years ago, Ari Tuchman talked about great sex in ADHD relationships, and those
yep.
kind of issues go both ways as well. And just as a kind of a little teaser, now that's in the 2016 Palooza, so you have to buy the package, which is very inexpensive, I will say. But
yep.
One of the things he said is that, you know, both men and women report that they have inattentive issues during sex. And I don't mean to turn this into a sex talk, but it's really an issue that in relationship, whether you are in a heterosexual or a homosexual relationship, when one person believes that they are not being heard and the other person can't pay attention very well, you're going to have some problems there.
Yep.
And when it comes into the bedroom and suddenly you're thinking the air conditioning comes on and all of a sudden you're wondering if you change the furnace filters and then suddenly you wonder if the house is going to burn. I mean, it just goes on and on. You're not going to be very present, and that's not just in bed. It happens everywhere. But I would love to have more men be part of this, not only ADHD men, but non-ADHD men who are married, or women
yep.
who are married to ADHD women, non-ADHD folks, because this will help them as well. And I think that's kind of what you were getting to. I kind of roundabout
yep.
way of getting to it. But thank you, Jeff, for setting me up to ramble.
Well, so I want to pull this around to the close. Is the point of tonight's show was, I learned from Linda, Dr. Patricia Quinn, and some other people that ADHD is different between men and women. You can't assume that this is there. I'm honored that you put this thing together and address these particular issues, and that this is the third year, which congratulations for this. It's happening. Everybody, you go to ADHDpalooza.com. Linda, I'm grateful that you have invited me on, and I think it's just a great resource. The other thing I can plug is most of everybody that Linda is interviewing, I've interviewed, and I know them. They're spectacular people, so I know the content is good. And so with that, Linda, as we pull this to close, any last words of wisdom or anything we haven't said before we close it out?
Yeah, we forgot to tell them when it is. And it is February the 5th through the 10th. That is Monday through Saturday. We have more than 30 speakers, or as I say, they're not really speakers. They're actually conversationalists. experts, let's call them. And we actually are going to run this 6 days instead of five this year, just so that we don't have to cram so much into one day. And then, of course, the Pink Ticket Affair that I mentioned, that's that interactive live talk to each other and ask questions of the experts, will happen on Saturday afternoon, at least Eastern time. We have people from all over the world joining us, so we have time calculator, so you can figure out what happens in your own time zone. But yeah, it's going to start, and it's all online. Remember too that it's all free, and we would love to have you there. And I will you're right, Jeff. We are really in the enviable position to learn firsthand from the folks that we interview, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity, and grateful for the opportunity to be on here with you again, especially since I'm your very favorite holiday interview.
Touche. So I want to clarify, the Pink Ticket thing on the Saturday afternoon, that's just a forum, because I know I got an invitation for all the presenters. We're all allowed to kind of call in and just kind of wing at that point in time. So if you're dialed into that, not only you're talking to other women, but you might have some drop-ins from some of the different people, and you might have an opportunity just to ask direct questions. Now, I think all of us are available if you reach out to us to answer questions, and I know that all the other speakers that will, but just that Pink Ticket thing, I think, is really kind of unique, because it's you guys are just going to wing it and connect, and you'll have drop-ins and have a lot of fun. So with that, Linda, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show.
Mwah. Thank you, darling.
Everybody, it's ADHDPalooza, PALOOZA.com. We hope you've enjoyed our show. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.